BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The latest official to quit the Trump administration, the Health Secretary Tom Price, has resigned after a scandal over travel on government business. Mr. Trump had said he was disappointed in Mr. Price after it emerged he had used private jets at taxpayers' expense. Syrian activists say dozens of people have been killed in airstrikes in the mainly rebel-held northwestern province of Idlib. Reports from the town of Aminaz appear to show the aftermath of heavy raids by Syrian or Russian planes. Preparations are underway for the start of an agreed ceasefire in Colombia between government forces and the National Liberation Army, or ELN. Rebel fighters have been told to obey the ceasefire from Sunday until mid-January. Cuba says Washington acted hastily by deciding to pull out most of its staff from its embassy in Havana following mystery sonic attacks on its diplomats. The Cuban Foreign Ministry said the measures would affect bilateral relations. Havana strongly denies involvement in the incidents, and Washington hasn't directly accused it. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said Washington does not recognize the result of the independence referendum in Iraqi Kurdistan. But Mr. Tillerson called for calm, saying no one would benefit from threats and recriminations. Iraq, Iran, and Turkey have all said they will take punitive actions against the regional authority in Iraqi Kurdistan. Thousands of Catalan separatists have held a final rally ahead of Sunday's referendum on independence from Spain, a vote outlawed by Madrid. The head of the regional government, Carles Puigdemont, said Catalonia would soon become a sovereign nation. And a French court has given three jewel thieves prison sentences of up to 15 years for two robberies in Paris. In the first robbery in 2013, criminals made off with millions of dollars worth of jewelry from a shop. But a second attempted robbery at another store more than a year later went awry and ended in a gunfight with police. Prosecutors said similarities in the raids led investigators to charge two of the men with the earlier crime. BBC News.